Exclusive: Tim Scott ad calls to lead the charge to stop Biden retreat. By Matthew Boyle on August 25, 2023. Senator Tim Scott, RSC, a 2024 GOP presidential candidate, has launched a new television ad in early states calling to lead the charge in stopping Democrat President Joe Biden's retreat in the law enforcement and border security arenas. "Joe Biden is out of step and out of ideas," Scott says in the 30-second ad obtained exclusively by Breitbart News ahead of its public release. "He has law enforcement retreating from our border and our neighborhood streets. And America retreating from our deepest held values. I'll be the president who ends the Biden retreat and leads the charge for American strength. I'll build the wall, fund our police, and defend our God-given freedoms. I'm Tim Scott and I approve this message because I have faith in America and our president should too." This new ad hits the airwaves in Iowa starting Friday and is the first round of the $8 million ad by Scott's campaign announced last week. That full ad buy includes a $6.6 million buy in Iowa and New Hampshire and runs through the end of November. The buy will hit broadcast television, cable television, and satellite, and in addition to the television spot from the Scott campaign, there is also, per campaign aid, substantial six-figure buys on radio and digital during this time frame as well. This ad campaign seems to be part of a bigger strategy by Scott's team, which is flush with campaign cash brought over from his last U.S. Senate campaign, to slowly and steadily build up the South Carolina senator's efforts. In Wednesday evening's debate on Fox News, Scott largely avoided the back-and-forth elbow-throwing that other candidates like Vivek Ramaswamy, former Vice President Mike Pence, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley engaged in, instead sitting back and using whatever opportunities he had to lay out his policy vision. In one notable moment from the debate, Scott played up his work on the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, the tax cuts that former President Donald Trump signed into law after Scott's legislation codifying them made it through Congress. In another notable moment, Scott backed a national 15-week abortion ban, something that Iowa conservative Bob Vander Plaats praised. Scott also was one of the several GOP presidential candidates who gave in-depth answers to Breitbart News in response to an immigration policy questionnaire sent before the GOP presidential debate and published earlier this week. "Because of the Biden border surge, CBP and ICE do not have enough capacity to hold every current asylum applicant," Scott said in part in that questionnaire. "When I am president, I will bring back Remain in Mexico and pursue new third country agreements in Latin America. And I will hire 1,000 new immigration judges so we can slash the backlog, render quick judgments, and stop releasing illegal immigrants into our heartland with a polite request to appear at a hearing that can be years away. But the most important step is to secure our border and ports of entry with a physical wall, military-grade technology, and tens of thousands of new law enforcement agents."